About three blocks from LAX sits a fairly innocuous building. The exterior looks like a conservative accountant's office. But step inside and you'll hear classic rock and revving engines.
We drill out the pipes to make them louder because all customers want loud pipes.
You'll see American flag helmets, Easy Rider posters, and a whole lot of leather. In the adjacent garage sit about 600 shiny Harley-Davidson motorcycles.
It's more of an adventure vacation as opposed to just going and sitting on a yacht or on a beach. It's a little bit scary because it is a little bit dangerous and people are liking that nowadays.
At Eagle Rider's world headquarters in LA, Harley fans can rent bikes for $130 a day. Many travel to different cities and drop off the bikes at other locations. General Manager Bobby Plotz says European and Asian tourists are their best customers.
And they see America as just being the Wild West, and you have to see it on a Harley-Davidson motorcycle. So they'll book 20, 30-day trips on bikes right across the country and freeze their ass off. Most of them tell us it's the greatest trip they've ever had in their life, greatest vacation they've ever had.
Mick Nakamura from Osaka, Japan, came to the U.S. to visit his mother in Santa Barbara. He rented a Harley Road King for the day and drove up the coast. His friend was there to translate for me from Japanese.
Something you can't experience in a car. Something completely different.
Do you get scared?
Yeah, no, never.
Another renter, Frank Shinetsky, was in LA from Germany for business. He has been riding motorcycles at home for 13 years. He decided to rent a Harley Fat Boy after his friends recommended it as a must-do while visiting the city.
That's cool. We just love to ride and love the feeling of the wind.
Before going out, renters have to pick one of five different Harley bikes, find a helmet that fits, and watch a Harley demonstration from a trained professional.
And when you go to start a Harley, I would suggest always be sitting on it since there are no...
The demonstration teaches renters how to start the bike, sit on the bike, and park the bike. Once they've signed their lives away, they are free to hit the road.
Together or your emergency. Any questions for me at all? Nope. All right. See you inside off.
Plotz says they have to add some extra information for those foreigners.
If they're Europeans, you got to reiterate to them not to put diesel in the bikes because they always put diesel in the bikes.
But not everyone is from overseas. Renter Lisa Granada from Los Angeles says it's cheaper and easier than buying a Harley. She can rent a bike for about 160 days before it adds up to buying one of her own. Navigating the busy highways of LA is not her idea of a good time.
Only pleasure riding, two-lane roads, beautiful views, you know, like up to Santa Barbara or something like that. Definitely not as a commute. It's not only not fun, it's too dangerous.
Eagle Rider employee Shannon Sweeney has a different attitude. He owns 9 bikes and says that's all he drives.
In LA, it's the only way to travel. Everywhere I go, I get rockstar parking.
According to the employees I talked to, the best part about riding Harleys is for the stories they gather while on the road. If you let them, they could go on for hours. Manager Plotz kept it short, but included freezing, just like the tourists he poked fun at earlier.
I did a trip a couple summers ago with my brother and two best friends out of college, and we went on a trip across the country, about 7,000 miles in 9 days, never slept in a hotel, slept on the side of the streets. And you froze, it snowed on us, it rained on us, but you made it through together, and afterwards you just got the greatest stories to tell.
Of course, Sweeney had a story too. He rode around the country for 6 months, meeting and befriending other bikers before getting a job with Eagle Rider.
I used to live in Wisconsin, and long story short, I divorced and sold everything and hit the road literally. I guess you could call it soul searching, and rented from Eagle Rider for 6 months. I would fly to different cities and then pick up a bike in that city.
He believes there is a definite rider's clique, and the ticket in is to just get on a bike and ride.
You pass other bikers, everybody waves, they put their hand down like this.
Sweeney mimics a casual reverse wave where bikers extend their left hand toward the rear tire.
And it's like you're instantly in the club. It's kind of cool.
And with that, the entire staff at Eagle Rider decided it was time for me to join the club. At first I was scared, but really, how could I refuse? I donned a helmet and leather jacket and rode on the back of a Harley-Davidson Heritage Softail. We even got the secret wave from a fellow biker.